For 25 years now, people have walked through these doors to visit our beautiful cathedral. And undoubtedly, they have questions. How many does it seat? When was it built? Why does it have these saints around? But hands down, the most popular question I get, what's that box under the altar? Durante 25 años, la gente ha visitado nuestra hermosa catedral. Y sin duda, surgen preguntas. ¿Cuántas personas caben? ¿Cuándo se construyó? Pero la pregunta más frecuente es, ¿qué es esa caja que está debajo del altar? Well, dating back to apostolic times is the custom of offering mass over the bones of a saint. At first, those saints were all martyrs. But now, they are many holy men and women who we know are in heaven. So, of course, the next question is always, so which saints in here? Well, by some incredible providence, there is a tiny piece of bone, we call it a relic, of each of the apostles under this altar. But on this special day, I want us to consider who is not under this altar. In fact, who is not, and who has never been under any altar, anywhere in the world. One of the most convincing arguments for the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is that no one has ever claimed to have her body. Ever. Keep in mind, this is the Catholic Church that respects the body even after death. The Catholic Church that builds basilicas over the bodies of saints. The Catholic Church that places the relics of a saint in every altar where Mass is celebrated, including here. But not Mary. Because from the very beginning, everyone just knew that her body was taken up into heaven at the end of her life. It's not here. That's the feast of the Assumption.
Desde tiempos apostólicos, existe la costumbre de celebrar la misa sobre los restos de un santo. Así que, por supuesto, la siguiente pregunta siempre es, ¿so qué santo está aquí? Pero en este día tan especial, quiero que consideremos quién no está bajo este altar. De hecho, quien no está bajo ningún altar en ningún lugar del mundo. Una de las pruebas más convincentes a favor de la Asunción de la Santísima Virgen María es que nadie ha afirmado jamás tener su cuerpo. Jamás. Porque desde el principio todos sabían que su cuerpo fue llevado al cielo al final de su vida. No está aquí. Esa es la fiesta de la Asunción.
Does it really matter then? If we have the body of a saint? I mean, we finally have the remains of Father Emil Capon, but we loved him even before they were discovered. It might be the body of a saint, it might be the writings of a saint, it might be the image of a saint,
It might simply be the story of a saint. The goal is not to have one. The goal is to be one. Today marks the momentous occasion of blessing our new home for Sacred Heart Cathedral Catholic School and our other faith formation programs. Can I take this moment to thank each one of you and so many who are not here today for all that you have done, big or small, to make it possible. I'm looking at people who have made financial gifts, in some cases, with great sacrifice, people who have given so much of their time and expertise, and people who have not stopped praying for this effort since I first asked you to. Hoy celebramos la bendición de un nuevo hogar para nuestra Escuela Católica del Sagrado Corazón y para nuestros otros programas de formación en la fe. Quiero aprovechar este momento para agradecer a cada uno de ustedes y tantos otros que no están aquí hoy por todo lo que han hecho, ya sea mucho o poco, para hacerlo posible. Veo aquí a personas que han realizado donaciones económicas, en algunos casos con gran sacrificio, a personas que han dedicado gran parte de su tiempo y sus talentos, y a personas que no han dejado de orar por esta iniciativa desde que se lo pedí por primera vez. Sin embargo, el criterio fundamental que determinará si todo esto ha valido la pena es si este nuevo edificio nos ayudará a formar santos o no. But the one measure that will answer the question of whether this was all worth it is whether this new building will help us to form saints. And that can't be measured by a standardized test, by the size of a confirmation class, or by the success of our alumni. In fact, we might never know in this life who those saints are. And if we do, I've got first dibs on your relics right here. We will continue to pray for generosity, wisdom, and for our construction as those needs still exist. But I also pray that anyone who turns into this driveway on North 14th Avenue to a new building or an old one is going to leave closer to being a saint.